From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Monday said the United States has identified potential preparations for a chemical attack and warned if Syrian forces carry out another chemical attack, they would pay a heavy price. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Monday's statement was a message.
I think in seeing the warning that the president put out last night, it is very much letting them know we are not going to give you a pass for using chemical weapons on men, women, and children.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis, the Pentagon's director of press operations, told reporters on Tuesday the information gathered by military officials emerged over the last few days, but became more compelling in the past day. The Syrian activity involved specific aircraft in a specific hangar known to be associated with chemical weapon use. The United States on Tuesday declared China as among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor, placing it alongside countries the U.S. has long disparaged, like Iran, North Korea, and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said addressing human trafficking had global implications.
It breeds corruption, it undermines the rule of law, it erodes the core values that underpin a civil society.
The annual U.S. State Department report downgraded China to its lowest Tier 3 level, saying it has not met the minimum standards for eliminating of trafficking and is not making significant efforts to do so. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said China strongly opposes the United States speaking irresponsibly. For instantaneous updates 24 hours a day, follow VOA News on social media. This is VOA News.